You we'll start out with the Ohio Air and Space Hall of Fame. How is the progress going there with your with building and fundraising? And
well, it's kind of a mix of fast and slow. Yes. So we have not yet started renovations. Mm-hmm. The building turned 96 years old just a few weeks ago. So actually, that's Port Columbus.
Right. Yeah.
And we have a construction company that came through. Actually, next week we get the final report. But they did a full sweep of the building with masonry experts, glass experts, HVAC experts. They looked at our architect's plans, and actually we're kind of revamping some of the floor plan for the learning center to open up more square footage. So in a way, the fact that we haven't started has been a good thing, because we found a lot of ways we can improve, especially with the HVAC technology.
Sure.
Just to remind people, we have the original Port Columbus Airport Terminal building, which was built in 1929. Charles Lindbergh picked the site. It was the eastern terminus of the Transcontinental Air Transport airline, which at that time went from New York to L.A. with a combination of trains and Ford tri-motors. Yeah. and some other aircraft of the day, but mostly the Ford tri-motors. Yeah. So it's a very historic site, but the building is totally gutted. So
right.
we're going to go in, totally renovate it into a brand new on the interior facility to celebrate the history of aviation in Ohio.
Right.
On the first floor, and then this learning center on the second floor. So it's a pretty ambitious project. And then, just to make things interesting, it's now John Glenn International Airport,
right.
CMH. The airport authority started its long-awaited $2 billion, that's with a B, $2 billion new airport terminal construction project.
Wow.
And what we're finding, unfortunately, is that our many public officials who we thought would support us assume that we're part of that $2 billion expansion and new terminal,
right.
And we're not. So little bit of headwind there that we didn't expect with the start of the construction,
right.
On that. Luckily, that construction is on the other side of the airport from us, but that's kind of the state there.
Yeah.
On the flip side, my mighty little board and I realized that we can do programming without having the building.
Right.
So we've started outreach. In fact, in April, we had a neat event that kind of ties here to the EAA Museum. We had a special film showing of Devotion.
Oh, okay.
Ensign Jesse Brown went to Ohio State University in Columbus and was in ROTC before he went, you know, to fly for the Navy. So we brought his grandson, Jamal Knight, up from Houston to do the special presentation of the film. And we did that in partnership with the Ohio chapter of the Tuskegee Airmen Association, and it was, you know, a great event. So we've done things like that. And we'll be at the Columbus Air Show, which is coming up in August. We'll have we're part of the STEM activities tent there with other nonprofit organizations. And then another neat event coming up that a lot of people here might find of interest is the Pulitzer Race.
Ooh.
Which is going to be at the Springfield, Ohio Airport, Springfield-Beckley Airport, October 10th through the 13th. That's a resurrection of 100 years ago.
Right.
And now it's for electric aircraft.
Ooh, okay.
So it's going to determine the fastest electric aircraft in the world. And we'll have a display there as part of that. So a lot of collaboration and partnerships that we're getting into in lieu of not having the physical building open.
Right, right. It's taking advantage of the opportunities that are presented. Tell me a little bit about that race. Is that a closed course race or cross country?
Yeah, I'll tell you what I can, you know.
Yeah.
I believe it's 30 miles. Okay. I think it's a triangular course right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have heat races. They have teams coming from all over the world. In fact,
yeah.
I think the one from the UK has a documentary crew coming with it. I mean, and this is a big deal when you consider it was 100 years ago,
yeah.
and the Pulitzer was to determine the fastest airplane. And I think in 1926, it was 149 miles an hour. So now they're doing the same with electric. No hybrids.
Right.
This is all electric. And I think they have a couple of dozen teams coming, you know, and some of these
yeah.
companies are here on the grounds.
Amazing, amazing. I had not heard of that before, so now I've got something else to research.
Well, you know, I said, hey, I'm coming to Oshkosh, and, you know, you guys need to – I know that, you know, they're here,
mm-hmm.
but I think they need to publicize it.
Sure.
It was announced in February, and I know a lot of the aviation press – you know, commented right. on it then. And I think then they actually had a 60-mile course planned, okay. and I think they cut it to 30.
Good. You mentioned the Port Clinton terminal that you're redoing. It's a very Art Deco-y exterior, yeah. but it'll be high-tech inside.
Yeah.
But also, you have a Ford Trimotor based at the airport as well.
Well,
right?
Now, that's up at Port Clinton.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
And, yes, and it's in TAT markings.
Exactly.
In fact,
yeah.
I miss it, not seeing it yeah. here. You know, it was here last year.
Yeah.
It's been, yeah, we've talked to the Ford Trimotor owners, yeah. and when we open, we hope to recreate a famous photo yeah. that was taken on July 8th, 1929, where there's three Trimotors, and that was a great day. You know, there was thousands of people there, including Henry Ford himself, Amelia Earhart, who worked for TAT,
yeah.
and we absolutely envision having those Trimotors coming back. And the other thing, too, the Curtis factory mm-hmm. was just about a half a mile down from our terminal that built the Helldivers. So we've also okay. been talking to the Helldiver owners that we know here that, you know, to have a Helldiver reunion one day at Port Columbus right
awesome.
There on the ramp.
Yeah. Well, that's what's going on there. If folks want more information about the activities of the outreach and everything else, how can they find out?
Well, we have a website, right. ohioairandspace.org. So just spell it out, ohioairandspace.org. And there's a video there that kind of it's an animated fly through shows what the finished building will look like. There's also a donate now
yes.
button. We are a 501c3, and we've got a $1.3 million towards the $4 million that
right.
we need for the renovation, and then we're going to raise another $4 million on top of that for, you know, operations and tricking out the building and all that. So
yeah,
we're still out there swinging away, but we're anxious to get this new evaluation of the building. And the neat thing is we've learned that we can keep the exterior historical mm-hmm. aspect, but with modern technology, you know, for heating and cooling and whatnot.
Okay. Well, and Ron, because you're just not busy enough, you're also involved with the National Aviation Heritage Invitational. And tell us about that. Now, because it was in conjunction with the air races in Reno, and those are no longer there,
yeah.
you have a new location, and you're starting up again.
Yeah, so for over 20 years, we've had the Invitational at Reno. And with the move to Roswell, it wasn't going to work out. So I won't say we shopped it around. We just put the word out.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no money involved,
yeah.
But there is. But we needed a place, a proper home for it. And when we say a home, you know, we're talking usually about 24 aircraft mm-hmm. on static display, vintage aircraft competing. They're judged, much like they do here, mm-hmm. For the best restoration, authenticity, craftsmanship, and all that. So it's different classes, you know, going from antiques to up to large aircraft and warbirds. And as it turns out, the Hintons are moving to Santa Maria, you know, the Plains mm-hmm. of Fame, to Santa Maria, California. And last year we did a little promo to announce that this year the Invitational is back and the new home is the Central Coast Air Fest.
Okay.
So that is September 17th through the 19th at Santa Maria Airport. And really looking forward to it. Of course, it's a great warbird show,
right.
and you know I'm into warbirds,
yep.
so I, you know, any chance I can hang out with the Hintons anywhere is fun. But when it's their warbird show,
yeah.
it's extra special. And it's a beautiful location. Of course, I'm from Ohio, so I'm excited about, you know, spending the week after the air show in wine country.
There you go.
And we look forward to having, you know, people coming out there. The competition's going to be as fierce as ever.
Okay.
And a beautiful venue.
And how does one get invited? Is there a nomination process for the aircraft, or how is the selection?
Yeah, so we have our website, heritagetrophy.com, has, in fact, this shows all the winners, previous years and all that too, but you can go there and it will explain how you can apply, and then there is a process. I'm involved on the people side. So,
right.
for instance, Clay Lacy, you know, is
yes.
a enshrinee of the National Aviation Hall of Fame. They're one of the organizational sponsors along with the Smithsonian, I can't say that, Air and Space Museum. So that's kind of, you know, my side of it. But we've got, you know, a great team of people then that will review the submissions of the aircraft, and then they'll let you know, and if yours passes. We don't do replicas.
Right.
These are restored, authentic, and as close to, you know, factory rollout as possible is a good way. That's how I describe it, anyway.
And what is there a age range or with the aircraft? Are you looking, you know, up to like 1950 or something, or is it any aircraft?
Great question. Has to be 45 years old or older to count in our case as you know, vintage qualifying aircraft.
Right. And any type of aircraft?
Any type of aircraft. Okay. Yeah, we have, you know, we have contemporary aircraft. Yeah. So you'll have Bonanzas out there, which, you know, for guys like us, we're like, wait a minute, that's not vintage, is it?
It is.
But you know, we've had some, you know, 1 year we had a beautiful Jenny, you know, that won. And then there's also the People's Choice Award, so spectators can vote as they go through. So that's a coveted trophy as well, just to have the spectators, People's Choice Award.
Good. Once again, the website, if someone's interested in getting a nomination?
That is heritagetrophy.com.
Okay, and when and where is the competition?
That will be September 17th through the 19th.
Okay.
You're testing me, aren't you, man?
I am.
I mean, I got all the... Yeah, September 17th through the 19th. Coming right up.
Yeah, it is. So, Ron, any final thoughts before we wrap up?
I correct myself.
Okay.
October 17th through the 19th. Everybody scribble that out. Yeah, I'm sorry. Last year, the show was in September. But because of the Roswell Air Races, this year's Air Fest at Santa Maria has been moved to October 17th to the 19th.
There you go. Got it. All right. Anything else to add before we wrap up?
Thanks for having me back.
With your busy schedule.
It's great to be here. I'm happy. I've been coming 33 years. Ran into a guy who started coming in 1972 and made that very clear to me. And I said, thank you. That makes me a young'un. So it's great to be back, Steve.
All right.
Thanks.
Ron Kaplan, always good to catch up with you. And enjoy your week here at AirVenture.
Will do.
All right. This is EAA Radio.